Let us move on to item number four, which is the reprovisioning of Food and Environmental Hygiene Department, the Saiyi Street Environmental Hygiene Offices come Vehicle Depot at Yangming Road, West Kowloon Reclamation Area. And that is our paper number TFK-02-2014. I would like to welcome the following representative to the meeting. From the Food and Environmental Hygiene Department, FEHD, Mr. YK Fang, Mr. David Choi, Mr. Matthew Tang. From ArchSD, Mr. Essex Set, Mr. Look. From P&S Architects and Engineers Limited, Mr. William Yun, Ms. Kara Pang, Ms. Jess Yeung, and Ms. Matt Yao. From URS Hong Kong Limited, Mr. Thomas Wong, and from Urbis Limited, Mr. Tran. So may I invite members to declare interest on this item, if any? Peter? Right. I think Peter, as the director of one of the companies directly involved in this project team, may I invite you to stay on but refrain from giving comments on this particular item, please. Okay. Thank you. Is there any other declaration of interest? Okay. If no, then our members may actually see that this existing FEHD Environmental Hygiene Offices cum Vehicle Depot, let's just call it the depot, okay, located at Saiyi Street, Mong Kok, was considered no longer enough to meet the current service demands. And vacating this existing site would facilitate the improvement in environment and traffic conditions in Mong Kok. So it is proposed to provision the depot at a site in Yangming Road near Changsha Wan Wholesale Food Market. And FEHD and ArchSD would like to seek members' comment on this proposal and the preliminary design of this new depot. And they have also bring a physical model, right, at the back of the room. So may I now invite Mr. YK Fang to present this paper with the aid of a PowerPoint. Please try to limit your presentation within 10 minutes so that there will be sufficient time for Q&A. Mr. Fang, please.
主席，各位委員，我哋呢個項目咧就係遷至我哋現時喺洗衣街嗰個寫字樓，同埋嗰個depot咧，去到陰明路嗰個特地點嘅。或者喺呢個圖片裏面，大家睇到咧，現時喺洗衣街嗰個位置喺邊？而家洗衣街我哋個depot咧，其實喺右手邊係一間中學嚟嘅，喺左手邊咧係水務處一個寫字樓。 我哋呢個現時嗰個depot咧，我哋叫depot啦，係咪先？咁喺1968年起嘅，其實已經40多年，喺今時今日我哋嗰個服務嗰個要求嚟講咧，已經係追唔上我哋嘅現時嗰個要求噶啦。咁現時喺我哋洗衣街嗰個depot裏邊咧，有我哋嘅 office 咧，喺環境衞生嘅同事去上班咁樣，亦都有喺我哋一啲嘅 stores 嘅。 係供應我哋嗰啲日常嗰啲咁嘅需要嘅物資嗰方面，亦都有嗰個我哋嗰個洗衣街嗰個叫做 depot 嗰度啦，咁亦都喺呢個 depot 裏邊咧，亦都有一個維修嘅 workshop 喺度嘅，咁環繞住我哋個 depot 咧，其實喺周遭嚟講咧，有好多嘅小巴站啊，或者過境巴士站啊，或者巴士線喺度嘅，咁其實喺大家睇到咧 A 至嗰個 J 咧，其實係一啲嘅站嘅位置。 咁我哋好粗略咁計算過咧，喺呢啲咁嘅旺角市中心裏面咧，有100多條嘅巴士線嘅。咁我哋現時嗰個洗衣街嗰個 depot 嗰個位置咧，其實就係介乎喺嗰個旺角嗰叫東站同埋旺角地鐵站之間嗰個位置裏面。喺2009年咧6月嘅時間咧，喺旺角晚上咧發生咗一個嚴重嘅車禍，咁咧就係即係導致咗2死8傷。 事後咧，油尖旺區議會咧就住呢一個咁嘅意外事件咧，作出跟進嘅會議。喺個會議上邊咧，強烈要求政府當局咧就盡快騰空咗洗衣街呢笪咁嘅地方咧，去用作一啲公共交通嘅交匯點， 從而去理順區內邊嘅交通嗰個安排。咁啊，就住咧亦都喺2009年咧，規劃署亦都喺旺角咧完成咗嗰個購物區嗰個改善嘅計劃。咁其實呢個計劃都亦都檢視咗喺現時喺區裏邊有一啲政府用地咧係未曾發揮到佢嘅大嘅效用嘅。咁亦都包括咗洗衣街食環處裏面嗰個車房啦，同埋水務局嗰個辦事處嘅地方嘅。咁就住呢啲亦都作出一啲建議嘅，就係話咧喺區裏邊咧興建一個公共嘅交通總站啦，建設一啲行人嘅隧道啦，同埋美化一啲公共空間等等嘅。咁喺今年裏邊咧，規劃署亦都會就住洗衣街，即係我哋個 depot 啦，同埋水務處同埋一啲相關側邊嘅臨時嘅卡park啊，或者係嗰個旺角東站一啲相關嘅地點咧，會做一個研究，去睇睇嗰個呢啲地點裏邊嗰個長遠嗰個發展嘅用途啊。咁現時咧就係我哋都係因應配合呢個未來嗰個交通總站嗰個設施嗰、那個嗰、那個構思嗰、那個諗法咧，亦都要將我哋嗰個洗衣街嗰、那個車房咧去作一個遷置。咁喺我哋選址嘅時候，我哋會從我哋嗰個行動方面去考慮，亦都就係我哋希望喺鄰近嘅地點裏邊咧，揾到一啲適合嘅地點，提供翻一啲快捷嘅環境廢衞生服務，俾翻油尖旺區同埋深水埗區嘅居民。亦都就係我哋初步咧，就我哋選定咗喺欣明路呢一笪地點嗰度。咁欣明路呢笪地點咧，就係亦都坐落喺嗰個海濱嗰個地帶嘅範圍裏邊。咁喺我哋嗰個構思同埋個設計呢個欣明路嗰個 depot 嘅時候咧，我哋都充分考慮咗嗰個 harbour planning 嘅 principle 啊，同埋 harbour planning 嘅 guidelines 等等。嗱，呢個圖片就睇到喺未來嗰個項目裏邊咧個周遭嗰個環境啊咁樣。咁啊喺個選址方面咧，係如果係我哋嗰啲服務嘅對象咧，可以有幾個途徑可以去到我哋嗰、那個地點嘅。第一就係透過南昌站嘅地鐵站啦，啊坐地鐵可以嚟到啦，亦都可以喺深水埗嗰度咧，就係、是用一個行人天橋咧都可以去到我哋嘅地點，亦都可以經海帆路咧去到我哋嗰個未來嗰個選址嘅地點。咁呢一個咧就係我哋未來嗰個大樓嗰個外觀啦。如果喺連長圖嗰邊睇咧，嗰個外觀情況就係咁嘅。啊，咁未來呢個選址咧係比我哋現時洗衣街嗰個地點咧係大嘅，有8300個平方米啊。咁亦都裏邊會有翻我哋現時喺洗衣街嘅辦公室啊、車房嗰個設置啊等等嘅啊咁樣。咁呢、這個我哋呢個係一個叫5层高嘅建築物，地下1楼同2楼咧係會用作主要係用作泊位用途嘅，3、4楼咧係做寫字樓嘅啊。咁亦都喺個設計方面咧，我哋係會有大範圍嘅綠化嘅設施啊，你從而去提高周遭環境嗰個視覺嗰、那個質素。如果喺欣明路嗰邊望佢咧，這個景觀就係咁樣嘅。咁啊，就住我哋個項目咧，我哋已經進行咗個 EIA 嗰個評估。咁評估出嚟嘅結果就係、是、睇到就係喺個 air quality 嘅 impact assessment 方面啦、noise impact 方面啊，同埋嗰個water quality 啊，同埋 sewage 嗰個 impact assessment 方面咧，同埋個 landscape 同埋嗰個 visual impact assessment 方面咧，係符合咗一啲 statutory 嘅 limit 嘅要求，亦都喺如果係當呢一個項目投入運作嘅時候咧，亦都係對周遭嗰個環境嚟講咧，係嗰個影響係唔會好唔不大嘅啊。咁喺去年嘅11月12日，我哋已經獲環保署發出咗嗰個環境許可嘅 permit 啊。咁除咗 EIA 之外咧，我哋亦都做咗個 TIA 嘅評估啊。咁 TIA 評估咧，我哋係選擇咗有8个嘅路口位，而且呢8个嘅叫增純位咧，亦都得到運輸署嘅同意。咁得出嚟嘅結果都顯示咧，我哋未來嗰個車房嘅運作，或者就算喺周圍亦都有一啲未來項目落成嘅時候咧，嗰、那個道路嗰個容量係足夠去應付呢啲咁嘅新嘅設施嘅。咁餘下嘅時間，我交俾我哋嘅 lead consultant 去介紹我哋嗰個未來嗰、那個 物件嗰個 design 方面。
大家好，我是巴馬丹拿建築公司袁偉利，負責設計這個項目的建築師。咁在圖上大家看到咧，就嗰個係一個設面咧，就介紹我哋大廈的高度啊。咁我哋而家大廈嘅高度咧，係香港水平基準亮度高度35.4米，咁係低於咧係我哋啱啱鄰近或者正正對面一個已經建成嘅潤發大廈咧，嗰、那個大廈咧係水平基準亮度咧係39米嘅。咁我哋而家呢個建築物咧係比鄰近嘅大廈為矮嘅。第二幅圖咧就係、是。這個是一個平面屋頂圖，我們在這個設計過程之中呢會考慮到附近將來甚至現時呢都有一些比較多的高樓住宅大廈在附近的，我們會著重於在很重視在地上和屋頂的綠化呢，是優化這個屋頂的視覺效果的。咁第另一個重點咧就係現時基地咧係一個基地啦，咁但係嗰個行人路上邊咧嗰個質素好差嘅，咁我哋睇到呢幅圖咧，我哋希望將嚟起完呢一個建築物嗰度咧，我哋將我哋喺基地內裏邊咧會做大量嘅綠化，從而咧等第時啲行人喺呢一個行路上邊咧會有啲更加好嘅環境嘅。你可以睇到第下一幅圖就係啦。咁而家現時嘅呢個空嘅基地咧就係、是、一個基本上未有發展嘅基地啦。咁而下低幅圖咧同一個角度慢慢去。咁我哋希望可以將嗰個行人路去優化，而希望種到好多樹喺度咧，而從而改善嗰個環境。咁就下一個圖咧就係、是、關於一啲叫做視覺敏感受體嘅景點啊。咁我哋咧就選擇咗三個比較有代表性嘅視覺敏感受體去睇一睇呢間大廈起完咗之後對周邊有啲咩影響。咁第一幅圖咧就係、是、其實呢個角度咧有四幅圖，最左上角咧就係、是。由南昌站行出嚟，望到嗰個基地嗰個位置係未有建築物嘅。右上角咧就係啱啱當第一日起好之後，而冇乜種植樹物嘅。咁第左下角咧就係、是、起完之後有啲種植啦。咁到10年之後咧，你見到咧嗰、那個綠化嗰個景象咧，喺從喺嗰個街道望埋去啊，或者喺甚至乎喺屋嘅樓上邊嗰啲三四層嘅咧，都會有啲綠化嘅垂直綠化。咁第二個咧，景視覺受體嘅敏感受體點咧，就係從港灣豪庭嗰度咧，係高處望落去嘅。咁呢四幅圖亦都好簡單介紹啦，因為建築物嘅物體本身唔係好大嘅，所以佢喺未起好同埋起好之後咧，其實對嗰、那個環境咧唔係做到一個好大嘅不良效果。咁第三個點咧就係、是、由海帆軒咧，亦都係從做一個同一樣嘅視覺呢、這個去睇一睇呢個 visual impact 嗰個問題嘅。咁好啦，咁但其實最重要係我哋如果呢間大廈喺海旁望埋去會係點咧？咁呢第一幅圖咧。你就係基本上未起好嘅時候係咁樣嘅，係冇個大廈喺度。第二幅圖咧就係、是、紅色嘅位置圈住咗咧，因為嗰、那個體量係其實好細，同埋我哋採用咗一個顏色咧係融入於現時嗰、那個嗰、那個海旁嘅顏色咧，所以其實就係好輕微嘅一個impact 去呢、這、一個從海望埋去。咁第下低個圖咧，而家睇到咧就係、是、嗰、那個基地本身咧係而家嗰個項目咧符合欣明路用地規劃為政府嘅機構及社區用途嘅規劃意向嘅。咁亦都咧，我哋睇到附近咧亦都好多類似嘅政府機構及社區用途嘅建築物已經係落成咗㗎啦。 下一張圖咧，我哋現時會考慮去計劃咧喺本項目咧加入一個資源中心，去提供多元化嘅服務俾市民嘅。咁啊，資源中心可以俾學生啊、海外訪客同埋食物業界人士使用。咁就下呢一幅圖咧，就係主要講我哋係行人去到呢一個地基裏邊，我哋做咗呢個大廈之後，對有冇對行人從呢個內陸到海旁有一個影響咧？咁基本上係冇影響，而且我哋係預留咗好寬闊嘅行人路咧，方便去行人從內陸前往海旁嘅地帶。咁呢一幅圖咧，就係、是、其實一個立面咧，係面向海旁嘅。咁我哋主要咧喺呢個建築物設計嘅時候咧，係將加入咗一個15米嘅闊嘅通風廊咧，就喺嗰、那個建築物嘅上部分嘅。咁點解下低係做唔到咧？因為下低係一個巴士站啊，咁巴士站咧係好大量嘅車輛去停泊，所以咧我哋下低做唔到咧。畢竟我哋上面都要做一個比較好嘅通風廊，亦都咧我哋係喺個基地咧亦都退讓咗7.9米咧，係離開我哋嗰、那個building boundary 嘅。咁我個介紹係完畢㗎啦，咁我而家交翻俾法仁先生。
我係食環署嘅，係政府車輛事務經理鄧文峰，為大家介紹一下咧，我哋將來會停泊喺欣明路呢個新大樓嘅車輛啊、垃圾車啊同埋行車嘅路線。咁我哋計劃咧就係、是、落成之後咧，就會係停泊131部嘅政府嘅車輛，係服務呢一個係深水埗區、旺角區、油尖區同埋部分係全九龍區嘅，咁大部分都係一般用途車輛啦，係啲輕型貨車啊、客貨車啊、啲小巴咁樣樣。咁至於垃圾車就35部，洗街車就係13部，總數係131部車嘅。咁我哋呢、這個做完個交通評估咧，咁我哋係聽到做咗2輪地區諮詢咧，咁地區人士好關注我哋嘅行車路線啦。咁我哋修改咗呢個行車路線咧，我哋離開嗰個車房嗰時咧，去深水埗區做嘢，主要就會係行呢個欣明路啦、欽州街西啦、連翔道北行，咁同去到呢一個東京街西，直出深水埗區做嘢。而係去旺角區做嘢嘅咧，就會右轉通州街，上呢個荔枝角天橋咧，就去旺角做嘢。而係喺油麻地同尖沙咀區工作嘅車輛咧，就會係取道呢一個連翔道南行，咁所以大家睇到係會主要用呢個連翔道一個快速公路去出去做嘢嘅，而回程嗰時咧嘅車輛咧係唔會係經過一啲係住宅區特別係櫻桃街嘅，咁我哋係由呢一個油麻地尖沙咀做完嘢嗰啲車咧，就會係用連翔道北行咁樣左轉入翻呢一個欽州街西欽明路翻翻車房，而係喺深水埗區做嘢嗰啲咧，就會行東京街西向接入呢個連翔道南行，去到呢個海輝道迴旋處，再北行連翔道翻翻入車房。而喺旺角區做嘢嗰啲就不會再行呢個櫻桃街，咁就主要就會行呢一個係彌敦道啊、唐美道啊、荔枝角，然之後荔枝角道，然之後再接入東洲街西咁樣翻個車房。咁我哋啲垃圾車咧係全密封型嘅，係有尾冚嘅裝置啦。咁而係喺呢一個係呢個垃圾車斗嘅底同埋個車身中間都有污水缸承載污水。咁啲司機收集垃圾喺垃圾站嗰時係需要係呢個排咗啲污水啊，同埋喺呢個垃圾轉運站傾曬垃圾嘅排咗啲污水。咁而我哋個垃圾車斗上面咧，係裝嘅一種咧叫做噴灑除味清潔劑嘅系統。咁呢啲清潔劑咧，就嗰個缸就喺嗰個車底嗰度嘅。咁當喺一個垃圾站收完垃圾啦，落咗個尾冚咧，佢就係會係自動噴呢個咁嘅除味清潔劑咧，去除咗呢個垃圾車斗裏邊啲味嘅。咁而我哋啲垃圾車咧進出呢個車房咧係唔會係帶有垃圾喺入面嘅。我哋啲車咧會做完一車滿咗個垃圾車咧，就會去呢一個環保處嘅垃圾轉運站咧傾卸垃圾。 傾瀉垃圾完一定要需要經過呢個環保處理垃圾轉運站嘅洗車機清洗一次嘅車身，再去出面區做嘢，或者係翻翻車房。而翻到車房每一工作個耕份完咗啦，係再會經過自動洗車機清洗車身啦，同埋每一部車咧都會係做一個人手嘅清洗車輛，就包括咧起咗個垃圾車嘅尾斗，去將一啲如果有啲垃圾嘅殘渣留咗喺垃圾車入邊咧，係掃咗佢出嚟，再清洗乾淨咁樣樣嘅。咁我哋亦都喺呢個項目落成之後咧，我哋嗰啲垃圾車同水車嗰個時間咧，就會係同呢個附近嗰兩間學校咧就唔會有相沖嘅。附近嗰兩間學校翻學嘅時間係大概係8:15，而我哋嘅垃圾車、洗街車就會喺7:15之前咧，早上咧就已經離開個車房出去地區工作，而喺呢一個係學校食完飯嘅時間係1:45到3:30放學，喺呢段時間我哋閂門之前咧，啲垃圾車咧同水車咧就會洗街車就會進出咗呢一個係車房出去做嘢噶啦咁樣。咁我交翻下一張俾阿范生。
我哋就住呢個項目咧，我哋已經喺去年嘅9月咧，就住我哋一啲 EIA 或者 TIA 嗰、那個結果咧，向油尖旺區食物及環境衛生事務委員會匯報咗個情況。基本上面咧，佢哋對嗰、那個車嗰、那個走線嘅修訂嚟講咧，佢哋可以接受，可以咁講嚇。咁、但係咧，係委員會都建議我哋咧，係即係要求我哋咧，係做一個再做一個居民嘅諮詢。我哋都嚟緊，我哋都會做呢個工作啊。咁我哋如果當我哋做完呢一個居民嘅諮詢之後，我哋都會翻翻去油尖旺區有關嘅事務委員會再匯報啊。咁之後咧，我哋都係會打算將呢個項目咧去提交立法會食物安全及環境衛生事務委員會及去嗰個公務委員會申請嗰個撥款呢一樣咁嘅工作。我哋預計咧，如果嗰個一切順利咧，我哋會希望能夠喺2015咧去開展一個項目嗰個工程啊。咁亦都希望能夠喺2019咧能夠將洗衣街騰空翻出嚟，交翻俾一個發展嘅用途。我哋嘅介紹咁多，多謝各位。
多謝你。May I now invite members for comment on this item, please, Paul?
One very small one to start off with. The title FEHD offers come vehicle depot on the front on the building. I hope you will not do that because the word come is English, not a very nice word, and it also looks a bit strange. My question is, Chair, is. The zoning for the site in front at on the waterfront, do we have information on that? What the long-term use is for that site? That's pretty much my only question. Second question, if there's any from a harbourfront enhancement, do we have any plan there for connectivity? I don't believe so, but I think from there, from that point onwards, we're going to go behind the buildings and behind these industrial uses. So I don't think there is any particular harbourfront use there, particularly, is it? So those are my questions for the planning department, really. Otherwise, I have no issue with this building. Other than probably my third point is how does this fit in with the waste management strategy? As we are going to do more recycling, do we need more vehicles? Do you need space for sorting? It seems to be a specific requirement based on your existing operational needs, whereas we are now changing over dramatically in our waste management and the need for increasing recycling. And I don't see that reflected in this building. I mean, do we have the right building for given the future demand? That to me is not clear. So. Are you going to maintain some flexibility before you're going to finalize the design?
Okay. Is there any other comment, Franklin?
係，唔該啊，主席。咁其實有幾個問題，我想問一問先，因為未理解得曬成個 project。就係第一個咧，就係嗰個定位咧，譬如呢間建築物咧，佢係想。俾普通市民都去啊，因為即係我見有個 resource centre 喺裏邊啦。定義話咧，其實就基本上普通市民咧就唔會去嘅，咁所以咧佢就只需要咧啲市民經過佢間 building 咧，即係對喺我哋 Harbourfront Commission 嘅個睇法就係話，佢經過你 facilitate 到佢喺內陸 去個海邊嗰度，又或者咧沿住個海邊嗰度行咧，咁我哋個重點會睇呢一樣咧。咁究竟佢係一間需唔需要公眾去嘅建築物咧？咁喺我哋嘅角度嚟睇咧，嗰、那個 connectivity 啊之類咧，嗰、那個設計應該會好唔同嘅。咁第二咧就我想問一問，就係咪即係好似即係阿坡嗰個話個題目嗰樣嘢咧？咁係咪 FHD 個 office 似乎就同嗰個停車場？就喺埋同一個 building 嗰度係咪都係分隔咗我自己睇就因為 FHD 嘅同事就一路喺嗰度喺嗰度翻工啦，咁但係佢下低就停曬垃圾車啦，咁係咪就係話喺嗰度做嘢啲人其實就係 serve 個 depot， 定係話其實佢哋做緊第二啲嘢嘅，就但係又不過因為你哋有 office space， 所以咧佢哋又喺度翻工咧，因為似乎嗰啲車嗰個環境咧就係、是。即係一啲比較差啲嘅環境，咁如果係其他同事都唔喺嗰度做，唔需要去做嗰啲嘢嘅，但係都喺嗰度，即係喺嗰度翻工咧，咁有冇啲相應嘅設計去配合咧？咁樣樣。
Thank you, Suki and then Mr. Chow。
多謝啊，主席。其實由於呢個地盤嘅位置咧係好近嗰個海濱啊，我哋講緊係百零米，幾分鐘行到出去海濱。咁而project 嗰度睇個方法咧，就睇現時嗰個附近環境。嗱，現時個附近環境係唔係好理想嘅？都周圍都好似喺荒蕪，咁似乎對個項目嘅建議似乎係適合嘅。咁但係如果我哋睇翻係將來個情況點咧，同埋睇闊少少，就話如果喺行人步行得到的距離去看呢，譬如說我們說的是400米或者500米，如果將來是看將來的話呢，是不是我們要小心一點呢？當然如果譬如說我們只看現在呢，就似乎我都覺得是都符合的情況，再加上說是釋放回這個旺角區那個地點出來做一個另外一個用途，是似乎 是清晰的。但是我就要小心，大家要考慮咧，就係話個選址個條件咧，唔應該淨係全部係符合翻你哋部門嗰個運作嚟考慮。咁我亦都見到你哋加咗個資源中心喺度，我覺得係值得支持嘅，因為我相信如果我哋喺呢個海濱嗰度係建議啲活動嘅話咧，單一嘅活動係唔係咁理想，因為 multi-purpose 啦 ，multi-function 嘅所謂發展係理想啲嘅，咁除咗係愛嚟做一個叫做話office cum depot 嘅嘢嘅話，我哋希望能夠係帶動多啲嘅公眾嚟去到呢個所謂海濱嘅情況。即係喺咁嘅情況之下咧，第一我就要想請問規劃處就話個松齡係咪已經限咗佢個高度咧？咁第二個松齡有冇限制佢嗰、那個地積比咧？咁如果係冇嘅，是不是我們可以考慮多些的用途，利用回那個地方能夠是看一下可不可以更加是幫到海濱那個將來的發展。多謝主席。
多謝你 Suki。我都想其實Suki 問了其中一個問題，就是那個 resource center 呢，即如果我們即在海濱道也可以有一些 educational 的 facilities， 是可以即我們譬如中小學啊或者其他的公眾可以了解多一點，我們整個即阿波都說到即我們整個即 waste management strategy in Hong Kong， 這件事其實可能都值得去即支持。我想也都你們在一陣間回應的時候也都回應一下，其實你們這個 resource center 是佔地幾大啊，還有即那個概念是怎樣呢？或者現在請一周生啊 Mr. Chow。
OK， 謝謝主席。我自己個人都純粹係睇個 design 嘅啫，我最中意即係呢個嘅 building 嘅 design 係毫無特色嘅，可以咁就咁望落去，即係樣樣都白雪雪、四四方方、平平整整。咁如果你純粹喺一個即係行人或者係一啲市民，如果你話係吸引到啲人要去睇或者去望咧，基本上睇完都唔知道你係乜嘢嚟嘅，甚至乎啲遠觀咧都係望唔到佢係啲乜嘢。咁我覺得即係 如果你呢個係以佢嗰啲食環署啲車，或者一啲將來有機會俾人參觀嘅一啲嘅即係資源中心咧，咁你可以喺個外牆嗰度即係多啲嘅 decoration 啦。咁就譬如你可以將你啲車即係而家外國佬好興啦，將佢 cut 咗一半啊，即係吊喺外牆啊咁。即係我覺得你應該將佢嗰個外觀咧係要有一座吸引力大啲嘅。咁就變咗即係喺人遠望啊，或者係經過嘅時候咧，都好清楚知道你呢個係即係一個即係食環署嘅一個即係汽車嘅維修中心啊，或者係一啲儲存中心啊咁。咁我純粹係喺呢一個嘅外觀裏面咯，我有咁嘅意見啦。
或者我哋請啊 project team reply 一下，跟住就啊 Derek 同埋啊 Ivan。
我想問一問，係要我答邊一個問題咧？頭先問咗
全部嘅問題，我唔知，因為尤其真係有
全部嘅問題。OK， 我只係可以答到有關建築方面嘅問題。咁其餘嘅問題可以交翻俾食環署。做最後一個問題，有關嗰、那個建築物嘅形態啊、美感啊。咁呢個係同埋我哋講真美感嘅嘢，都可以係好呢個主觀嘅。好 subjective 嘅，但我哋嗰陣時嘅出發點咧，因為主要係呢、這個建築物係主要純粹係服務一啲垃圾收集車，同埋一個好有功能為上嘅建築物嘅，係亦都我哋睇到個錢好緊要啦，唔可以有個 budget 去睇嘅。不過我同意，如果話係你想引人多人去呢間即係公眾多啲人去呢間但呢個建築物嘅時候咧，可能喺嗰個出發點咧有少少唔同咗噶啦，咁所以咁呢個可以值得去深思一下、考慮一下嘅。
關於松林啊、用地啊、其他嗰啲，即係嗰個建築物嘅用途啊嗰啲，你哋會邊一位回應咧？
會唔會啊？你哋回應 Ace？
都係主席，就住嗰個未來嗰個 building 嘅用途咧，等我回答一啲嘅問題啊。呢、這個未來個項目咧，我哋應該叫佢 office com 嗰個 depot 咧。其實咧，喺現時喺洗衣街嗰度，我哋的確真係都有好多嘅 office 喺嗰度嘅啊。咁我講一啲比較嘅例子就係、是，我哋喺旺角區嘅小販事務隊個 office 咧，係喺洗衣街裏面嘅啊。咁咧。亦都有我哋一啲叫小販特遣隊嘅同事嘅 office， 亦都有喺洗衣街裏面，亦都喺洗衣街裏面，我哋喺環境衛生嘅辦事處都係喺度嘅。咁喺個未來項目裏面咧，呢啲個 office 咧係會搬去呢、這個一明路呢一個項目裏面。咁喺大約喺未來嗰個項目裏面咧，每日翻工咧，我哋即係統計應該有六至七百人到嘅。咁所以咧。係，亦都喺現時喺洗衣街裏面咧，我哋都有一啲小販換牌嘅辦事處，同埋處理一啲街市嗰、那個租約嘅辦事處，亦都喺裏面嘅。呢、這個寫就咧，亦都會搬去第二個項目裏面啊。咁所以喺我哋嗰個服務嗰、那個嗰、那個考慮方面咧，喺個選址裏面咧，亦都係要即係、就是、要考慮到呢一個服務嗰個提供嗰個便捷俾翻呢啲相關嘅人士啊。咁亦都喺現時喺洗衣街裏面咧，係我哋有個車房啦，係咪先啦？咁其實我哋個車房咧，亦都會搬去呢個項目裏面。但係即係頭先可能我同事都提到咧，現時喺洗衣街個車房嚟講咧，係當然每日有好多個司機去翻工嚇，咁佢亦都會將呢個車咧係開到去油尖旺區啊、深水埗區裏面嗰個每日嗰個局工作。其實我哋都有幾十七十部嘅車輛咧，每日咧喺其實亦都主要亦都服務油尖旺區同埋深水埗區嘅，以前泊喺茶果嶺嗰度嘅嚇。咁亦都就住我哋咁未來項目裏面咧，我哋都希望將我哋嘅設施去即係、就是、去將佢提升啊。咁亦都我哋喺個未來項目裏面咧，我哋會將茶果嶺嘅車咧係會擺翻嚟呢個項目裏面啊。咁其實咧可以咁講咧，亦都喺茶果嶺每日 開工嘅時候要將嘅車洗嚟洗到深水埗，或者去到油尖旺啊，放工又要翻去茶果嶺，喺個路面上邊咧係有好多我哋叫 dead mileage 嘅，亦都對嗰個路面嘅使用咧，亦都有一定嘅負荷咁樣啊。咁所以我哋個項目裏邊咧就叫做 office cum 嗰個 depot， 就係咁樣解個嗰個名稱。咁啊頭先都有委員提到我哋嗰個 resource centre 咧。我哋個 resource centre 咧，正如我哋食環署自己嗰、那個叫做pool 嚟睇咧，即係個工作範疇咧係處理食物安全同埋食物衞生。咁我哋第二個 resource centre 咧係主要係嗰個 food safety 食物安全嗰個 resource centre 嚟嘅啊。咁其實咧喺我哋嗰、那個同因為佢側邊有兩間嘅學校。在我哋個項目同佢哋大家溝通嘅時候咧，佢哋都有學校提供就係可唔可以食環署喺呢一個未來項目裏面咧，加一個食物安全啊，或者一啲環境衞生嘅 resource centre 啊，等啲學生可以去到即係接觸呢方面嘅資料啊。咁我都考慮過呢一個咁嘅建議。咁所以我哋都現時考慮咧，就係喺我哋會其實我哋已經有一個 resource centre 嘅，但係現時我哋 resource centre 咧係嗰個面積啊，亦都唔係好夠用係咪先啦？咁我哋就嗱考慮一下喺呢個新項目裏邊咧，我哋就係會可能會提供一啲更加好嘅設施，能夠亦都俾學生可以去到得到呢方面食物安全嘅資料，亦都俾業界嚟講喺呢方面亦都更加可以提高佢哋嗰個使用方面咁樣。咁亦都頭先提到咧，就係我哋呢一個叫做停車場咧，係我哋係絕對唔會處理一啲嘅垃圾嘅啊。亦都其實我哋咧空車翻嚟就空車出去啊，咁就最主要就係咁嘅啫啊。多謝各位。
Thank you。咁我諗咧，尤其即係關於嗰個 resource centre 咧，即係究竟譬如佢之後你可以會後俾翻一啲資料我哋，譬如究竟有幾大啊，係咪開放俾所有公眾啊，定係學生啊，即係呢一方面咁樣啦。即係咁，另外就係我諗嗰 set 關於個松齡啊，或者 Suki 講到即係成日，即係佢 long term 之後同附近嘅 development 嘅關係係咪配套啊？即係個 plot ratio 啊？嗰啲係咪 planning department 會唔會有同事回答到咧？嚇 ，Michelle 嚇。
Do you want me to respond in English or Chinese？
我用英文同埋中文回答啊。
English
entirely up to you。
冇所謂。
In response， 咁我回應翻 Suki 同埋阿 Paul 問嘅問題。呢一個鐘齡暫時而家喺嗰張大綱圖咧係GIC 嘅，咁政府用途係准許。咁而圖。Sorry, do you want it in English? Sorry?
Okay,
can I respond to Suki's? Regarding the building height restriction and the plot ratio, hasn't got building height restrictions nor GFA restriction for the subject GIC zone. Opposite to the GIC, the subject Yanming Road Street, the site, is the industrial building which is under the private ownership.Along the waterfront. Then further down to the south, there are a few GIC sites, one planned for the indoor recreation center, and another site for two existing schools, one primary and one secondary. Then a little bit further south is another site zoned open space, which is a district open space. And people can walk along the existing pavement to connect to the waterfront promenade to the south.Passing the Hampton Place. So that's about it about the zonings in the surrounding area.
Thank you. Derek and then Ivan.
唔該主席，其實我頭聽阿范生所講，即係有啲背景嘅資料咧，即係洗衣街嗰度係即係當區嘅居民咧係訴求係將佢即係改翻用一個交匯處一個交通咧，即係去改善當區嘅即係交通嗰啲巴士公共嘅設施咧，呢個係訴求咗都超過十年㗎啦。咁我亦都知道咧，部門咧即係喺油尖旺區揾呢個選址咧，亦都做到好多好大嘅努力啊。咁至於話嗰個設計同埋其他嗰度咧，咁我認同阿范生所講咧，亦都點解佢傾完區議會或者再做咗咁多嘢咧，都仲要有一輪諮詢喺附近啲居民咧。因為簡單啲講咧，呢個咁嘅設施咧，即係唔係一個受歡迎嘅設施，即係等於 當區的居民來講，但是如果你說不在這區油尖旺的話，或者再找到第二區的呢，正如剛才所說，即是都引起其他即是那些在交通啊其他那些這樣的即是排放等等的問題。反為在Harbourfront的角度去看呢，我知道呢，即是現在在油麻地即是大角咀，譬如銀海一號對出呢，就有個那個海事處有個官有個咁嘅觀察站喺度嘅，咁亦都油麻地避風塘咧，即係過往咧，亦都都發生過好幾次嘅火燭啊嘅爆炸等等嘅。咁會唔會即係頭先聽規劃處嘅同事講咧，即係而家 GIC 嘅用途都未話固定一定，譬如係食環處或者係搬遷水務局或者拍嗰啲垃圾車嘅，咁會唔會即係我即係諗起咧？譬如會唔會都整合下，譬如喺水警嘅服務啊，海事處啊，甚至消防處係提供海上嘅支援嗰方面咧，會唔會有空間，即係去整合翻？因為而家最近我知海事處都喺嗰個油麻地避風塘側邊咧，嗰個設施係唔夠嘅，亦都係加建多有一層嘅設施喺度。咁我唔知嗰度嘅設施日後喺周邊嗰度會唔會有啲另外有啲項目，而佢好特別咁樣咧，亦都唔可以因為嗰個海港嘅服務咧，亦都唔可以遠離呢啲咁嘅據點咧。咁會唔會話即係我睇緊睇中有個 resource centre 嗰度，即係會唔會話多諗少少？譬如喺個地積比率或者係其他，既然係有咁好嘅機會，又咁近，有啲策略性嘅地點喺海邊咧，呢方面同即係頭先我提嗰幾個部門去，即係都睇睇咁樣嚇。唔該，主席。
Ivan。
唔該，主席。Project proponent 上嚟嘅 presentation 俾我理解到而家就係即係因為旺角舊區嘅種種原因，就將呢啲基本設施啊、城市設施就由洗衣街建議搬到而家我哋呢個工地。咁就但係喺政策上，我覺得洗衣街你哋現時嗰個地點面對嘅問題，你搬到新嘅地點，可能會面對另外一套嘅問題。因為呢個係喺我哋嗰個 Harbourfront 嗰個範圍之內，咁我又想問就係話，我睇唔到個 project 喺個建議上邊，你哋對我哋個 Harbourfront 有乜嘢 enhancement， 有咩 added value？ 見到嘅 project 嘅 proposal so far 係一個我喺香港任何一個角落都會見到嘅一般嘅消防局啊、救護站等等嘅一個設施。我亦都睇唔到嗰個建議嘅項目同周邊嘅 neighbourhood 嘅 area 個關係，冇任何嘅資料喺今日嘅 presentation 話俾我哋聽呢個 proposed site 附近嘅所有嘅 neighbour 嘅 area 嘅 site 同佢之間嘅關係。我亦都睇唔到，即係嗱，頭先初步回應我哋一啲委員嘅問題就講咗話有個 resource centre， 有600至700嘅員工每日翻工，亦都有啲設施係公眾需要經常去，例如換牌、續約等等。咁但係我睇唔到個設計點樣去回應公眾使用呢個部分。尤其是喺 Harbour Commission， 我哋講緊嘅public space， 即係點樣？營造到一啲公共空間或者係市民可以同時使用到或者享用到嘅空間，咁喺呢個項目暫時我哋睇唔到。尤其當 Plan D 嘅同事話俾我哋聽，而家呢個西嘅松寧係 GIC， 佢嘅高度係冇限制，佢嘅 GFA 係冇限制。咁我想 Project Proponent 可唔可以翻去睇睇，尤其是 Ground Floor 可唔可以有一啲設施或者有啲設計？可以係喺整個區域或者喺個 waterfront 係可以 enhance 到我哋嘅 environment， 或者有啲 added value 俾我哋嘅 environment。咁就另外仲有一點我都好 concern 嘅，就係喺 harbourfront 我哋好講求嘅係個 connectivity and accessibility to 個 waterfront。咁尤其是呢個西離開我哋 waterfront， 即係睇個圖嘅比例，我諗係80米嘅。咁喺呢個項目上邊有啲咩設施係？喺 connectivity and accessibility to the waterfront 係即係有一啲改善。 最後一點就是其中一張slide 俾我哋睇到嘅，就係由個海望翻過去嘅一個 view 啦。咁但係我覺得嗰個 view 係話唔到俾我哋聽任何嘢。即係如果喺我哋行內講，就係你攞個1:1000嘅比例就攞出嚟俾大家睇。咁我相信我哋需要一個最少1:100嘅比例去睇睇你個建議嘅項目喺我哋 waterfront 或者喺個海嗰度望翻過去係一個點樣樣嘅樣。唔該，主席。
多謝你 ，Ivan。Franklin，
係唔該，主席。咁就聽頭先食環署嗰邊俾翻個資料咧。咁我 follow up 我頭先講嗰個題目。咁似乎個定位咧就其實都有兩部分好 distinct 嘅。一部分咧就係自己嘅運作嚟嘅，即係啲車要即係出去同埋翻嚟就泊翻喺度，咁咪做清潔嘅功夫，咁做完咧，咁由第二朝咧又再出去翻嚟咁樣。咁嗰部分完全就同公眾咧就冇關嘅，但係咧就應該因為啲車嘅關係，車 size 又大啦，另外佢即係自己行車嘅路亦都大啦，咁所以我相信咧就有個難度，就話即係 ground floor 咧可能好大部分咧要壓咗俾啲車用啦。咁而另一部分咧就是需要公眾去的，同埋想吸引公眾去的，尤其是個 resource centre。咁公眾成日要去的就是關於即係牌照更新啦，咁樣樣。咁嗰啲部分，咁同埋食環署自己本身有啲唔係呢一個 depot 做嘢嘅同事咧，都要有600-700人喺度翻工，咁又係咧一個需要咧同周圍咧要聯繫起上嚟，甚至即係最好就一個好嘅環境吸引到佢嚟咁樣。咁變咗咧，我自己睇就有冇一個strategy 去睇邊啲嘢我要收埋嘅，即係頭先講啲車出入嘅，我收埋係有咩 strategy 收埋佢，而收到佢最細之後咧，就話盡量釋放翻周圍啲空間，好似你哋都有做啲綠化咁樣去令到啲人喺周邊行嘅時候好悠遊咁樣行啦，而唔覺有一樣咧比較即係唔係咁吸引嘅嘢，即係嗰啲車場喺度。咁但另一邊咧，就譬如個 resource centre 啊，譬如嗰啲 office 嘅 entrance 啊，咁係咪又需要做一啲即係 open 一啲嘅，去吸引到啲人，甚至即係 facility 啲人經過你想，即係由內陸去翻個海又好，沿住海行咧，係可以即係望到你間 building 都覺得靚，咁樣去設計咧，咁會唔會有啲咁嘅 strategy 咧？如果有嘅話，可唔可以講一講出嚟？冇嘅話，就可能翻去要諗諗呢一樣嘢啦。嚇，唔該，主席。
多謝你。Karen, and then Paul and Suki.
It's not clear to me what has happened to the promenade here. It's mentioned in the paper, but I can't see it on any of the plans. And there's a projection, a photo montage projection, 10 years down the line. I can't see any sign of the promenade. So am I missing something, or is there no plan for a promenade?
Thank you. Suki, did you raise your hand?
多謝主席。其實我就唔係真係話有對嗰個選址係好大問題。我只不過就覺得咧，就既然嗰個位置係咁近個海濱嘅話咧，好似有啲委員講，希望我哋有啲增值嘅考慮喺度。既然譬如規劃處已經係提供咗以嗰個資料就話，嗰個發展嘅密度、個高度係有個彈性喺度嘅。係咪我哋可以考慮多啲多用途嘅嘢，係可以更加美化佢嗰個設計同埋佢個功能咧？咁再加上我哋睇到附近嚟講周邊咧。唔好講話就咁係100米附近範圍。如果我哋講緊係頭先講嘅400米嘅行人嘅圓周嘅話咧，我哋有社區喺度，有公園喺度，有學校喺度，亦都有地鐵站喺度。咁再北少少咧，亦都睇到而家規劃處遲少少，亦都係有個所謂轉轉松寧嘅嗰個新嘅社區可能會出現。喺咁多嘅發將來嗰個出現嘅情況之下咧。我哋係咪能夠包裝好啲呢個建議，呢、這個所謂項目，等佢係能夠突出啲，亦都我哋當然要一個平衡咧，就話我哋通常希望有一個叫一個 leisure harbour， 亦都有一個 working harbour， 只係希望能夠考慮多啲多用途嗰個設計喺度啫。多謝主席，
多謝你。其實我見到咧，因為其實呢一個 project 咧。 即係都係一個即係比較即係一個初步嘅一個設計，亦都其實我哋亦都有好多即係 important 嘅 comment， 可能就 project team 喺今日裏面未必即時可以回應到俾大家。咁但係我諗最主要就係我哋嘅會員就係將即係我哋一啲嘅 comments 可以帶俾你，咁變咗你亦都可以即係遲啲咧去 refine 嗰個 proposal 咁樣。所以即時如果係有啲 point 可能未必可能即時可以回應到，亦都可以即係遲啲即係再 refine 嗰個 proposal。咁我諗最緊要就係、是。我而家再即係 invite 咗我哋嘅 members， 即係朝住呢一個方向，就係俾一啲 comments 俾我哋嘅 project proponent， 等佢哋可以翻去再 refine 佢哋嘅 proposal， 令到呢個 proposal 咧係可以 better fit 我哋嘅 harbour planning principle 嘅嚇。Paul 嚇，跟住阿 Raymond。
Yeah, I support the site selection. You know, we have as the Harbour Front Commission constantly to deal with.The parking of goods vehicles and so on our waterfronts. We are fighting for the removal of the temporary parking facilities and creating indoor proper parking facilities. And this one is too small. The waste transfer station is close by, which serves a greater area than Shanxiupo Yao Tsemeng. So I think that the vehicles that park here should at least be all the vehicles that go to the waste transfer station.I think that you have to make this one bigger and create far more parking spaces and allow more vehicles to use this, to take them off the street, take them out of Hong Kong from our streets and put them in a proper indoor facility where we can mitigate all the smells and all the and so on. This is right next to the waste transfer station, which is around the corner. So I think that this is an appropriate location. The second reason this is an appropriate location is because the site on the waterfront is industrial.And as long as the planning department never ever turns around and makes it residential, as they tend to do, and that this area remains industrial and GIC, because this is where the industrial harbor starts. And this stone cut, this industrial harbor is not going to change. We're going to need that for a long, long time. So here the residential area stops, then we have a school,Then we have your building, and then we have the food wholesale market, and then we end up with the ship repair, we end up with the waste transfer. I think this is a reasonable transition from residential to the heavy and more industrial uses. So I think the site location is fantastic. It's, you know, we can always try to get rid of it, but we should welcome this project. It should be bigger.We should get more cars off the road. You're too careful because of the district council giving you trouble. I know I'm district councilor too. I would also give the trouble. But, you know, you have to make it bigger. You have to get more cars off the road and more cars out of the temporary car parking spaces that we have. There is a massive shortage of parking facilities for large vehicles in Hong Kong, especially in our urban areas. So I think your service area should increase dramatically.In terms of the number of people that work there, I hope you're going to have a canteen, a big canteen, because the distance to walk for your lunch is quite long. They will be, I'm sure your workers will be very unhappy moving from the best places to eat to the worst place to eat. So I hope you can do a big canteen. In terms of, this educational facility, sure, I mean, if you have them, but I think the most important thing is that you...make sure that this becomes far more functional, you know, because we cannot find you another site. Hong Kong cannot find the FEHD another site. So if you got this, make best use of it. Don't make it only for Yao Tsin Wong and Shamsupo. Make it for at least the whole of Kowloon. Get rid of the vehicles, all the vehicles that use that waste transfer station. Make sure they're all parked there, not just a few. Please.
Thank you, Paul. Raymond?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Paul. Actually, I concur with you. 用翻中文講，咧我想講就係話，今日有兩個見解咧。我想就是再用翻我自己成日用嘅説話，就係我想用心去表達咗一啲嘅煩惱。那個煩惱就係睇到咧，過去咁多年好多時矛盾咧產生喺呢啲咁樣嘅工程裏邊。首先咧就係阿 Paul 提出咗就話，如果係要咁難得。揀到一個咁好嘅位置，要盡量用，就唔係諗住起住先，跟住有第二個區，有第二個區嘅煩惱，第二區嘅問題。第二個點咧，就我要去翻我自己過去咁多年嘅經驗所見到，就係咧，喺個政府部門裏邊咧，因為好多時要為咗同嗰啲區議會之間有好多嘅 即交換又好，你話大家互相之間協調又好啦，就要起啲咁樣嘅education centre。嗱，我真心咁講咧，好多都有嘅，好多都最後都冇乜運作嘅，因為其實大家都係為咗滿足咗一個所謂互相之間嘅協調嘅要求。咁樣嘅情況之下咧，就係話我希望要定位清楚，即係從 architect 嗰方面睇清楚。我好尊重先頭Ivan 講個 point 就係，如果呢一個喺個海邊裏面，我哋係想改善個海邊嘅環境，要做一個好嘅建築。architect 本身對自己有要求、有期望，希望真係攞個獎嘅，唔係代表要貴嘅，唔係代表工廠大廈或者工業大廈嘅形式唔可以做好佢，亦都唔代表會貴。因為我記得有一個項目叫做EMSD 嘅 headquarter 喺機場，即係購喺啲機場都係改建嘅，都係攞咗個 Hong Kong 嘅大獎嘅，係做得非常精彩嘅，一啲都唔貴嘅。所以其實就大家嘅定位，但如果呢個定位純粹係我想要一個純粹功能性嘅 ，OK， 其實佢滿足到嘅，係滿足到嘅。但係如果我哋從呢個海濱管理委员会里面的要求，他是不是真的要改善个海边的环境，而只是接受他一个干净利落的建筑物呢？这个是真的大家要搞清楚。我最需要希望大家要留意一点，就是说工程不好，因为为了去满足一些反对的声音而加建了很多不必要的东西。因为我很担心见到，就是说因为这个是 GIC site， port ratio 可以灵活，高度可以灵活，咁嘢起大咗，起大咗唔係為咗放好多嘅車，係為咗以為係滿足個社會或者滿足個整體個所謂 exhibition centre。嗱，而家 FHD 有一個已經嘅一個攞咗獎嘅建築，係佢哋個展覽中心喺尖沙咀地鐵上蓋㗎啦。不過一樣係唔多人去。咁所以正正睇到個問題就係話，我哋起呢件嘢係咪只係短暫嘅咧，係咪即係形式嘅咧，還是真係為服務大眾？這個要從心出發。如果服務大眾唔緊要，大啲唔緊要，但係如果為咗滿足，只係多一個嘢、多一個事情、多一個交代嘅話咧，咁我反而覺得咧，小心唔好為起大而起大，起大一定要放好多車有用嘅，唔係為咗有多個展覽中心。因為陸續我見到好多政府嘅大樓都係為加呢啲咁嘅展覽中心去滿足個區議會嘅要求咧，而最後咧都係放置嘅、空置嘅。咁呢個係一個危險嘅地方。多謝。
Derek，
唔該主席。首先咧，我都好同意頭先阿 Professor 風所講嘅，我哋做呢個項目嘅定位好緊要啦。即係如果話係即係將現有嘅設施即係搬嚟呢度咧，咁我覺得係即係有咁嘅需要喺度。咁點樣？譬如話好大做大啲，其實而家咁樣，我諗其實項目本身到而家好似已經降低咗少少嘅。如果冇記錯嘅話，咁我覺得咧，其實做大啲同高啲咧，同周邊即係嗰區，我唔係嗰區嘅選區啊，我都講明。即係咁，但係咧周邊嘅居民咧，其實嘅聲音咧係頗強嘅。咁我覺得我哋個定位係要比較實際啲嘅，即係用翻個用途嘅設施，即係多過如果你話喺中意喺海濱睇埋佢，好似哇好多地標式嘅咁樣咧，咁呢個係咪我哋想要嘅嘢咧？咁樣咁我認為實在啲講咧，如果大啲闊啲嘅，咁可能周邊啲路啊或者其他嗰啲又會少啲，咁學校啊即係嗰啲學生翻放學啊嗰度，其實我都聽到咧，佢哋好關注嗰啲即係同學即係嗰啲咁嘅過路嘅安全。咁該主席。
I think these are very good points. I would like to draw the discussion on this item to a close. And in particular, I think I would like to invite the project team to take into account our members' comments in refining your proposal. I think in particularly on 3 points on how your project can provide value added on the harbourfront, including, you know, the outlook of the building. The second thing is how do we enhance the connectivity and accessibility of the place for public enjoyment, you know, how can the general public use it more? And the final point I think Derek has also mentioned, which is very important, is how this facility actually can provide a better integration and be in harmony with the surrounding areas on the waterfront. Thank you very much. Thank you.